KQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge to Me Internet. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. The roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, and then we'll check in with Echo Link, then we'll go to the RF section. At pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard and Pender, KF4CKT, that's John and Honeypath, South Carolina, and then KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome AA4GH, that's Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And then K4XMR, that is Mel in Prosperity. To welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don, along with Linda. KG4QLQ in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville, North Carolina. We'd like to welcome KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. And KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. And next, we'd like to welcome K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpsonville. Welcome KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley, South Carolina. Then KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. And last on the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KQ4WHN, that's Mark in Greer. That is one of our net controllers. All right, let's move on to the Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge to Me Internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV, good evening. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt in Daytona Beach, Florida. DNA the Native, 7-3, to you and all the net.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. And we have you down for some comments. Next, we'd like to welcome WG4MC. That's one of our net controllers, Matt, living it up down there in Daytona Beach, Florida. I hope you're having a good trip down there, Matt. All right, that's it for Echo Link stations now. So let's go to the RF section. And tonight is Monday. So on Mondays, we start Echo Through a Hotel. So at the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H. And you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Please log Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville and Rita Spartanburg. Negative and negative, over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We would like to welcome KO4GUN. That's Nelson. Mobile down there, heading from Greenville, South Carolina, over to Spartanburg. So be careful out there on the roads, Nelson. Any other stations, echo through hotel. Call KO4JKV.
JKV.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative name tonight, Duck, and thanks.
KB. All on the net, sounding good from Asheville tonight, sir. If you will, please check in. Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. And Duncan, appreciate you getting us together on Monday night. Sounding good as usual. No traffic, no comments. 7-3, do you and everyone on the net?
JKV. Checking in on that. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment. No traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling that, sir.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we would like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry up here by me in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome AK4HR. That is one of our net controllers. That's Mr. Mike down there in the Simpsonville area. Then we'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That is Patrick, another one of our net controllers, relaxing there in Penrose. Good to hear you tonight. And, well, let's see. Let's go ahead and move on up to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call net control.
JKV, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Name James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
JKV. Okay. Well, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk, so I think I'll hang around for Ragtude tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our... I'll be around for Ragtude, and Donna will be in and out. I'll talk with you in a little bit. 7-3.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We would like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna. KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer, and I have you down for some comments, Larry. Any other stations, India through Lima, call KO4JKV. Let's move on down to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We would like to welcome Lorena, KK4 Oscar November Oscar. And she brings along her husband Rick, Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. And they're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight, Lorena. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV. Moving right along down to Q through T, Quebec through Tango. Call KO4 JKV or net control.
KO4 JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
4 JKV. Hello, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4 QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and then. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KO4 JKV. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Yankee, India. KM4. QYI. My name is Milt. I'm in Fountain Inn, and I'll be negative on the rag cube.
So for JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom, down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4QYI. I think that's Milt down there in Fountain Inn. There was a little bit of buzzing on your signal there. It's kind of like a hum. Might be in a car transmission or something. But we got you in the log there. Thanks for checking in. Let's see. Any other stations? Quebec through Tango. Call KO4JKV. Takes us to the end of the alphabet, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV.
JKV.
So if you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo, that's Kilo KQ4, ZLE, not tongue-tied, sorry. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville. Good evening, sir. You and everyone on the net.
JKV. Can please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4ZLE. That's Anthony down there in Townsville. Good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome WB4ZPH. That's David down there in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu. Call KO4JKV. I think we got everybody in that grouping, so let's go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV.
4JKV. And Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR, Terry, Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Duncan.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4JKV. And Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Oscar India, KR4DOI. My name's Clark, and I'm mobile tonight, driving through Powdersville. I'll be negative and negative.
KKV. In the net, please check in Kilo Delta 4 Delta Romeo Alpha. I'm Rick. I'm in Simpsonville. Also, KD4 NDC. My wife, Diane, also in Simpsonville. We'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KR4ACR. That is Terry down there in Moore. Good to hear you tonight, Terry. Then we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's our net controller, net control manager Dave down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Next, we'd like to welcome KR4DOI. That's Clark. He's mobile down there going through Powdersville, so be careful on the roads there. Next, we'd like to welcome KD4DRA. That is Rick, and he brings along Diane, KD4, in D.C. They're down there in Simpsonville. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight, Rick, and hope you're doing well. Okay, let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, or net control.
Please check in, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Uniform Romeo, KR4 CUR, Josh in Boiling Springs.
Net control. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, by way of Echo Link. I'm in Easley. Also check in my wife, Rhonda, Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. That's KG4AHS in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And also by telephone relay, I'd like to bring along my two brothers, N9TEC, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, that's Randall, in Asheville, North Carolina, and KF4GGF, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot, that's Charlie, and he is in Goose Creek, South Carolina. I hope you and everybody else are having a good evening. KC4SKD, clear.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KC4SKD. That's our buddy Larry and one of our net controllers. He wants to bring along his wife Rhonda, Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, down there in Easley. And by telephone relay, he'd like to check in Randall, N9TEC in Asheville, along with KF4GGF. That's Charlie in Goose Creek. So thanks for getting everybody on the log, Larry, and I hope you have a fine evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, AV.
JKV, did you get Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Uniform Romeo, Josh in Bowling Springs?
I did not. For some reason, I drew a line where I shouldn't have, and I did not do that. So let's welcome, recognize KR4CUR. That is Josh in Boiling Springs. Yeah, that's my mistake. Josh, you have a great signal, and nice, easy to read and all that, and I just passed right up. So sorry about that, and thanks for keeping me honest. All right, let's see. Let's check in with Echolink. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. Negative, negative. I apologize for being late. 73.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We would like to welcome KO4WTQ. That's Greg down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And thanks for getting in the log. And if you're not late, if you make it in before it's all over, you're doing just fine. So thanks for checking in with me tonight, Greg. Let's see. That's it for Echolink stations. Let me refresh my online check-in, see if there's any late check-ins. Ooh, yeah. Give me just a second here. I did get one more pre-net check-in, so we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. So we'll check him in. And now let's give another shout all the way through the alphabet. Anyone, anywhere, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call Net Control. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the RAG 2s. And we have a couple on deck tonight. First, we have KN4RJN. That's John N. Brown Summit. Call KO4JKV.
4DV. This is KN4RJN. I'm going to have to step out for just a moment and take care of something, Duncan. So go to Larry and let him talk to you for a while, and I'll come back.
All right, John. We'll catch up with you here in a little bit. So that is KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'll see if Larry is available for RAG 2. Larry, KK4JBQ, call KO4JKV.
4JKV, this is KK4JBQ. Good evening, Duncan. I hope everything's all right with John. Didn't sound like he had to anything impressing upon him. Knocking down the doors or whatever, so I reckon he'll be back later. I look forward to that. Well, as far as today goes, and I suppose if anybody's been hanging around this frequency this evening before the net, you probably heard everything I'm going to say. But anyway, today I spent practically the entire day working on a computer that just is not up to, or was not up to snuff. Now, I know that practically everybody has got one of these monsters. I try to keep mine clean and working well enough to attract me to it. Today, I spent the whole day doing that. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Yep, I heard a little bit. I hooked up my antenna about 30 minutes before the net, and I heard you and John talking a little bit. I didn't get too much of it, except I think you were talking about an iPhone 7. That's what I picked up, and the screen just broke on its own just because it was just tired of being an iPhone 7. But I thought that was interesting because my wife and I both have iPhone 7s, and I even replaced the battery in both of them, which is not fun to do, but I'm holding on until I can't use it any longer.
Just Duncan, now that is impressive. I suppose you just threw caution to the wind, and it can't get any worse. Or if it does get any worse, I can just replace it like I was going to anyway. I let mine go, my iPhone 7, I let it go, because the screen just stopped functioning. I did not really put that to hard use. No, not really. And 2 weeks later, the watch, the iPhone, or the Apple Watch, yes, that developed a crack in the glass, in the face. Now, of course, I could still see what was underneath, so I could still tell the time, but it couldn't do anything else because the screen is touch sensitive, you know, and if that breaks anywhere in the screen itself, it's busted. It won't accept any commands from you. Oh well, so I just hung my head and cried. But Donna insisted that I needed to keep one of those. She keeps in touch with me a lot by that. KK4JBQ.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Now, yep, that's interesting. I haven't really looked at those Apple Watches. And I guess the people that have them really like them. I can't imagine if I'd use it that much. Maybe I would. I don't know. I could see maybe listening to podcasts, maybe having a podcast on the watch. I don't, and do Bluetooth through the earbuds. But I don't know if you can even do that. What do you like most about the Apple Watch, and what do you use it for?
Unless you necessarily need to contact a cell tower, which is an extra demand on the battery, they last quite a while, the newer ones. My watch was just as old as my phone. So, you know, it was a very tired battery in both those devices. But the new one, I mean, goodness, it'll last for a couple of days without charging. And Donna's is a nicer one, same vintage, but just a nicer one. And hers stays on all the time. There's no having to lift it up in order to turn the screen on. It has a, I think it's called an accelerometer. That's what it's called inside it. And so it notices motion. So you lift it up and it turns on. What do I use it for? Well, I can receive calls while in the home. It uses the network in the home for connecting to the internet. And like I said, if I'm driving out in the world or taking a walk or whatever, I can still receive a call because it'll use a cell tower for that. And people just don't like to be out of touch. I mean, I never thought that would be a thing for me, but I have received calls that I would not have wanted to miss while out on a walk, and I could give the caller assurance that I would get back to them whenever I got to the house. I didn't just pick up my pace or anything, and it's not a critical call, but later you think about missing things like that, and you wonder, you know, was it not a very good idea to have something on you that was, oh, for crying out loud, like Dick Tracy's watch? KK4JBQ.
JKV and the Blue Ridge to me internet. Yep, that, I can see how that could be valuable, and, but I'm not really one for watches. I did recently start wearing one again, and, but I can't leave it on all day. If I'm at a keyboard and start typing, it doesn't really matter what type of watch it is. It just annoys me. I just have to take it off, But I'll look into those. I wonder if, is it possible, Larry, to just use the watch and just not have a phone, or does it rely on an iPhone? Or, like, say, if I didn't want to use the iPhone anymore, I could just use the watch.
It's entirely possible for the functions that it has. You can place phone calls. You can receive calls. You can make emergency calls. It will keep a phone directory. If you don't have every phone number in your head, it'll keep that. You can just, you know, search for numbers you'd like it to dial. I find that with a phone, a cell phone, and a watch, I can't remember anybody's phone number, not even my own. You know, if you're not challenged, and this doesn't vary that much with age, I imagine, but if you're not challenged to keep a phone directory in your head, and you're constantly using another device for phone numbers, you could get lost without some way to keep that handy. And that could be important in a certain time. Just imagine that occurred, and later you would have been, I point this out because people should not be unaware that you give up a phone directory in your brain when you wear a watch or keep a phone that has all of that at your beck and call. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KU4JKV and the Blue Ridge to me internet, and we're talking with Larry, and I have written down a couple things that I'd like to ask you or tell you about following up on trying to remember phone numbers like we used to. But let's take a pause right here and see if there's any late check-ins. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV or net control.
JKV. Chicken, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary, one of our net controllers. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Gary. Hope you're having a good evening. And all right, let's pick up this rag two we have with KK4JBQ Larry. You were talking about, not remembering people's phone numbers. Like, I can't remember anybody's phone numbers except my own, and that's a problem. So what I did, and let me let this drop for a second, couple things. I printed out important phone numbers, and I have them in different places, like in my glove compartment, in my wallet, and I also have a notebook of a lot of different things, like I've written down repeaters and wiring diagrams for certain things and like simple antenna builds and things like that, because like especially like that storm we just had that knocked out power indefinitely and no internet, no anything, it's good to have all that stuff, and also like email addresses too. So back to you.
Good point. I will suggest, while I haven't done this myself, but I was, thinking right along with you there, and it's possible with the phone, it's possible with the watch, in either event, to set them up to dial via call sign. So if I wanted to call you, and I had previously put this information into the watch, I would just say, just when the watch was listening to me, I would say...
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, dear. You see, she's talking because she didn't understand. I would just say, dial KO4JKV. Or dial Duncan, if you're the only Duncan, and that would be the case, in my directory. That's all I'd have to say. And it would know the number, and it would dial the number, and you'd be there if you were by the phone. Well, you just can't get more convenient than that. You know, you don't have to, you're wearing the phone, so to speak, and you don't have to go find it, or as it used to be, go to the room which had the phone in it, back when we had cradle phones and such as that. And just wherever you are. Oh, and there is a accelerometer in the watch, just as there is an accelerometer in the phone. And it will check with you once, I think, because it could be there could be a time factor that's important. If you have fallen, it'll try to communicate with you. If you don't respond, it will immediately dial, and it knows exactly where you are. You give up any privacy to where you are on the planet. But for this reason, I'm not prone to falling, but I am 74, and that could come around any day. So I feel confident, so does Donna. She wears one of these watches, too. If she should fall, it's as quick as help could get to her. It's immediately dialing for assistance. I think that's pretty cool. KK4JBQ.
KBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, that is pretty cool. I'll look into that for sure. I'm sure there's something that I'd get a kick out of it. And I think I heard That must have been your watch, that the voice that I heard over the microphone. She kind of sounded like she had a little attitude, so I don't. You might want to check those parameters. But but anyway, let's see. I can't remember what else I was going to say. Anything else you got for us?
Well, if you still like to stretch it out, I'll let John squeak in here. Don't want him to be waiting around. I can be windy. So I'll sign with you for right now, and you pick up John, and if you want to come back later, we can talk. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Duncan. 7-3.
I'll holler back at you here in a little bit, so we'll break with KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet. Let's take a quick pause here to see if we have any late check-ins. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet. Call Net Control.
In Whiskey Boy, India, Yankee, India, Robert, North Hill.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet, we would like to welcome Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. That is Robert and Rock Hill. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Robert. All right, let's see if we still have John on the line here. KN4RJN. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Well, let me get to the what's going on with the sun here. It's starting to kick up its heels again, and over the next 3 days, we've got about a 25% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout on the daytime side. Anything greater than that's about a 5% chance. So there's some stuff going on. There was some radio blackouts reaching the R1 levels observed in the past 24 hours. The largest one was today at 0821 UTC, which would have made it, 4:21 in the morning, so we would have been on the nighttime side, so you didn't see it. So that would have affected the other side of the planet. But it might be a little noisy this week on the upper bands on the daytime side. Meteor showers coming up. The next one, of course, is in June, the June Bootyads, which will peak on June 27th at 0700 Eastern Time. So your best bet is to get out there before dawn, a couple hours, and the zenith hourly rate on this one is variable, so there might be a few, there might be a lot, they don't really know, but they are bright and they're relatively slow, so you might get a chance to catch one. As far as what's in the sky right now, let's see here. Arcturus, which is the, if you look to the east, southeast, the brightest star you will see at a reasonable altitude is Arcturus, which is kind of it's the brightest star in the constellation Bootes. So if you can locate that, you know where the meteors are going to appear to come from. They will originate out of, or appear to originate out of, the constellation Bootes. So to get a chance and you have clear skies, you might get lucky if you want to get up that early and take a look at those. Other than that, I will say one other thing. Let me break here for just a minute. This is KN4RJ, and you talked about changing the battery in your wife's cell phone. I changed the batteries in my wife's iPad once, and that, my friends, is an ordeal. You have to take the iPad apart. The batteries are glued in. when I ordered the batteries, they had a kit that came with it to include a little plastic flat stick that you had to slowly wedge that thing underneath the two batteries and peel them out of the iPad, and you had to peel a few other things out of the way to get to it, and then re-glue the new batteries back into it, and the basically what it amounts to is a gasket around the outside of the thing. 3 hours to change the batteries on that iPad. So changing a battery on a cell phone is a piece of cake compared to that. So if your wife comes to you with your iPad and the batteries are dead, tell her to go buy a new one. and that's all I've got, brother. Back to you.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, see, you at least feel my pain changing the batteries with that. And I would say, I don't know, I haven't looked at the iPad, but the iPhone might be maybe more difficult because it's smaller. It's I had to do the similar things. You had the batteries glued in there really well, so you have to heat it with the hairdryer and kind of ease it up. You don't want to break it and catch the whole place on fire. And then all these little tiny little connectors that stick in, and when you put it back together, I was just afraid of messing it up. And but I did it not once but twice. And when you finally put it back together and you turn it on and it works, that is a good feeling. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, the iPad's bad enough. I mean, you know, you got two batteries in there, and same thing. You don't want to bend it because it'll snap, and it's a lithium ion battery, and it'll blow up in your face. But once you get getting to the battery, you've got screws that are not much bigger than micro dots, and they give you a little bitty tiny screwdriver that you know a mouse would use to to do repairs on his home, and I laid out a magnet, a refrigerator magnet, upside down to keep all the screws on to keep them from going away, because if it fell on the floor in this carpet, I would never, find it again. And, And then when I got it all back together and turned it on and it worked, I thought, either God is smiling on me or I'm a genius because I managed to fix this thing. Of course, I'm an engineer, so it's like, yeah, sure, I can fix this. About halfway through that thing, I was like, gee, many Christmas. It's like, this is, who's the idiot that designed this one? Computers have, you pop things out, you pop things in, it's, even on laptops. But, that iPad was like, yeah, this is crazy. Built-in obsolescence. The battery dies, you go get a new one. It's like, but, yeah, anyway, back to you, sir. I got nothing else.
Good to hear from you as always. And yeah, those screws, you're right, they're super tiny. They're almost like just a little bigger than a grain of sand. You can hardly imagine that there's actually a place to put a driver in there and get it cranking. But yeah, hats off to you for getting that done, and thanks for that sky report. I'll be looking out that June 27th meteor shower coming up just a couple hours before dawn. And but yeah, all right, I'll break with you, John. We'll say 7-3 to KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll check with Larry here in a second, but let's see if there's any other last-minute check-ins. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. Don't have any takers for now. Let's see. KK4JBQ. Larry, you still there? Call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Yes, I am here. KK4JBQ. Well, I guess further on in the day, I had to check out why the cooling pad that's underneath my computer in the shack here. It'd be worthwhile to say that I have a small table. It's about the size of a cafeteria tray, the top of this table. And it has a monitor. It has the removable faceplates from two radios. And it has a laptop computer sitting on a cooling pad, with fans running underneath it, and a large hard drive. and one of those hockey pucks, I call them. They look like a hockey puck, and you talk to them, and they talk back to you. You know those things. Also a mouth pad. In the space of a cafeteria tray. So things have gotten small and very complex, and when something stops, everything stops. So my fan, the cooling pad underneath my laptop, started making the awfulest racket a couple of days ago, and it's been, 2 days getting around to it. So I had to do something. And it's these instances when I decide it's time to do a little cleaning, as well as just get in there and, throw things here and there and throw things back together. So I took the entire day. And what I found most expedient to do was to just cut one of those fans out of there. I will replace it once I've got one in hand. But as for right now, I could just take it out and replace it later. It's a five centimeter fan, I guess it is. Or maybe they're in inches. But in any event, it's easily sourced, and I'll just drop that in there another day. But right now, it's as quiet as it's ever been with just one fan in it. And it was as noisy as I've ever heard a cooling pad earlier in the day today. So I did myself a favor there, and all it took was something to snip a couple of wires. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge City Meter Net. Well, that sounds good. You got a little project going on today. And, I'd say that running off one fan instead of two would be a little bit quieter. I guess, I don't know, I can't really picture exactly what you have going on there, but I would say if you have two fans side by side and you took one out and you have that big hole there, I guess you'd want to put tape or cover that hole to increase the circulation to maximize the benefit of just the one fan. But I don't know. But I can't see it. But anyway, sounds like you've been staying busy.
I stay busy by just walking through the house. There's any number of things that you can just latch onto, Depends on what you care about that day, I suppose. This spring, I have even cared about washing the windows. Now, mind you, we've lived here 25 years, and I have only washed windows twice. Once was a few weeks ago, early spring. I thought, we have a palladium window, which is, it's a rather large window in the front room. And that sucker, it's nicely made because it's one piece of glass. And the dividing lights that you would see in a lot of windows that had divisions, they're between two panes of glass. And so it is just scrubbing one surface on either side of it. I like that. And that was encouraging to me. And it had been a while since I washed them. but Donna's not a window washer. She's just not. So I don't bug her about stuff like that. Some husbands would. But I think it's how I was raised. I was raised to take care of something if it bothered me. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV. I'm kind of the same way. I'll start working on something if it just enters my mind.
and I have a lot of potential projects that I need to do. I guess I should probably get to start painting some things, and I guess I should check on my vehicles. Usually I try to wax the vehicles at least once in the spring, once in the fall. When I was younger, I was, you know, how people are with their cars, I'd wax it once a month, but in the past 20 years, not that much, but that's about it. That's all the ambition I have the next couple weeks, maybe painting some things and waxing those cars. Over.
What about waxing cars in a very long time? And I the credit for that has to be the new formulations of automobile paint. Back in the day, I would say anywhere from the 60s through the 80s, certainly. Sun exposure, and we get a lot of that here. Sun exposure would turn automobile paint chalky unless you kept at it. And, of course, you were with automobile waxes, they will remove some paint, the dead paint we would call it, right? The dead paint, the stuff that looks kind of foggy or whatever, kind of chalky. And I would do that, I must admit, not as frequent as you already said you do, once in the spring and once in the fall, maybe once a year, unless my dad was after me. And it was just, you know, and he liked hot black painted cars. He liked black cars, and that is a bear if you can't get under a tree and do it. But anyway, today's cars, they don't turn chalky like that. It's better paint. Yeah. So, I won't deny that I'm as lazy as anybody else can be. Motion to do something, and I do it until I drop. That's how I am. And it pushes other things back, you know, pushes them to the side or whatever. And that's really not a good way to work on things. But if one were really organized, you'd have, you know, a thing to do. Like you did, you waxed and washed and waxed the cars twice a year, in the spring and in the fall. That's an organization of sorts. And you could do other things the same way. You could fill up a calendar just as soon as you got a new calendar, beginning of the year, you could just fill it up. This is what I do. I don't know anybody that organized. and I'm certainly not that organized. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, KO4JKV. Yes, I am not organized either. I think I've told myself a couple times I should make out a list. Start simple, but things that I know I need to do, and just have like a Monday through Sunday, and then just stick to that list and then add things to it. But I need to get more organized, but that's the way it goes though. But let's see, I can't think of anything that I left out on that. Let's see, what else you got?
Just further on the organization thing, and to kind of bring in the watch and the phone, and also I've also mentioned my hockey puck here. I find that I can get more accomplished if I tell them what I'm up to, and they remind me. My hockey puck will wake me up in the morning. Very efficient alarm clock, because she speaks to me. Now get out of there. Get out of there. I'm telling you, get out of there. I tell her what to say and give her the, you know, altitude, and she surprises me with how close to a nag she can be. And so that gets me up. I respond to a voice more than a ringy-ding-ding of the alarm clocks that I grew up with. But they get me up in the morning and remind me through the day of things that are that I expect of myself. And you can do that on any of these devices, but this is Hockey Puck here. We have, I think, four of them in the house. They don't know where I am, but they just go off in all those rooms, you know. And if I happen to be there, they'll give me what my mama used to call my walking papers. KK4JBQ.